And she says, happy are thy men, and happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth to set thee on his throne. And now here she is praising God. May I say, she came all the way, the Queen of Sheba. There's one in Africa and one in Asia. Ethiopia in Africa and Yemen in Asia. She's called the Queen of the South, which is of spices, the uttermost parts of the earth, which evidently means she came all the way from Africa. Her entourage and caravan reveals wealth and luxury of the Orient. The wise men never made a greater impression than this woman made. And she came with great pomp and ceremony, everything befitting an Oriental monarch. And then that burnt offering was what impressed her, most complete and perfect picture of Christ that's given to us. Now, how well did Israel succeed? Well, she came to know the living and true God. It's just like our Lord one day, you remember, when he spoke to the woman at the well, woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship God. The hour's coming, and that hour did come, and the day we're to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, but they came in Solomon's day. We are told in verse 22, these are the things to note. King Solomon passed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom, and all the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom that God had put in his heart. This man is now bearing a witness to the world in that day. Verse 25, and Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots, 12,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the chariot cities and with the king of Jerusalem. This is a defect in the man's character, actually. The king was forbidden by the Mosaic law to multiply horses and wives. Solomon multiplied both. I was at Megiddo, and the thing that impressed me at Megiddo are the troughs there where they fed the horses of Solomon. That was one of his stalls that he had for them. Now we are told he reigned over all the kings from the river, even unto the land of the Philistines and to the border of Egypt. And the king made silver in Jerusalem as stones, and cedar trees made he as sycamore trees that are in the low plains in abundance. And they brought unto Solomon horses out of Egypt and out of all lands. Now he's one of the great rulers of the world. He succeeded his father David. Now we are told now the rest of the acts of Solomon. First and last, are they not written in the book of Nathan the prophet, and so on. Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years. Solomon slept with his fathers. He was buried in the city of David, his father, and Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his stead. This is the record now of the reign of Solomon.